Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Can we go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36? Look, the 21st chapter. The 34th to the 36th verses, the Bible said, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, that and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man."
We need strength to escape all these things that are coming. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you need strength to escape. And this kind of strength we're talking about is spiritual tenacity, prudential tenacity. We are talking about economical tenacity. We are talking about a collective strength of conviction. He could not even depict it or illustrate it or typify or signify it. He said, "And near me be all those things." Things. That's how he, put it. Things. Interesting. I want to remind the body of Christ that, you know, these are not just times that people should be confused about. These are the times that, you know, we should be very knowledgeable and very, very, you know, abreast with. We should be up on our game. And I'm telling you, if we have been spoon-fed for all this while, it's now time to wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up! You cannot be babies forever. You are not going to be childish forever. The Bible said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I speak as a child, I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Let us grow quick. David killed Goliath with a stone, but immediately the giant fell. He realized that the giant had a sword. Instantly, he learned quickly how to, you know, war or fight with a sword. The church, wake up. Now God and the host of heavens, this is a battle. This is the final battle. And every Christian is a warrior in the end time, last final battle. You are a warrior. This is not a time of spoon feeding. Give me food. Touch me. Deliver me. Wake up! You've been a Christian for 10 years, 15 years, 5 years, 2 years, and still you want to be spoon fed? Wake up! The Lord is looking for soldiers to fight for him and the kingdom in this end time. And this is the time of empowerment and deployment. This is the time of empowerment and deployment of the church. To the world, I say repent. Repent or perish. It's as simple as that. The message has been summarized to you this morning. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reminding you of Ephesians chapter 5, 26, 27. I'm reminding you that Christ will rapture a church that is spotless, that is blameless, that is wrinkleless, or without any of such. I'm reminding you, Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 26, 27. I'm reminding you of that. Will you read English? Let's hear what the word
is. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with a washing of
water. The Bible said that Christ will sanctify and cleanse his church
with the washing of the word.
It will now be reduced to the word. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. The word. Because there is healing in the word. There are miracles in the word. There is power in the word of God. We are building up on a synoptical conceptualization of God's content of the crudeled word or the engrafted word of God. And so be attentive and rapt to what we are doing. If you have joined us, just share the page. We are telling the heart and the mind of the Lord. This is not a time of the Lord will do it. This is not a time of telling the people you will get a visa, you will get a marriage, you will get a husband, you will get a wife, God will give you a car. No! Suddenly, the private planes have become useless. Suddenly, our cars are packed and you don't know where to take it. Suddenly, hotels have become quarantine centers. 5 and 7 star hotels. CR7 hotels in Germany, in Holland, in Spain have all been turned into quarantine centers. Robert Connor brought that 7 star. This is where we have come to. Suddenly, the boast of all the things we used to boast about. I have 10,000 members. I have 15,000 members. Suddenly, it has all been grounded. Suddenly. The Lord is telling you, but it shall be washed and sanctified by the word. He is bringing you to a cognizant revelation that the church did not belong to the pulpiteers or the preachers or the altar workers or the expostulators of the text. It does not belong to any of us. He does not share his glory with any man. Ladies and gentlemen, get it? The king is coming again. Jesus is coming again. The question then becomes, are we ready? Is the church ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Is the world ready? Are presidents ready? I'm asking the question this morning. Are we ready? The word. Let us quickly change our message. Let the message of the pulpit quickly be changed. This is the time where we are expostulating Christ and him crucified. Christo. This is the time to bring it to the fore. We are telling the whole world. This is not a joking moment. I'm telling you that it is not even enough to tell the church, don't be afraid. It's not enough. Soldiers are not afraid. They are fearless. They see the grenades. They see the marines. They see the landmines. They see the gun bullets. And they fearlessly go to face it. Wake up! The ecclesia, the church, the body of Christ. Your God wants to do something with you. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And he wants to use missionary Christians. The pulpiteers, how many are they? What can they do? Look at the population of the world, even Ghana right now. What is it that we can do all by ourselves? God needs everybody's hands on board. Because he comes, behold, he comes quickly. He comes with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. According to their works. Nyewuye na nyambebu atenyo. Meka sa ba chiro. Munse hununu amudie ni na. Enye se nyame fo amsu o. Oto ne bu ase twa wo ho. On pese obi ayira sebebia. Obi abeba adwen sa chirem. Enti na ye nse hunu aye firi di ye na. Onya ye ho bre. Onya ye ho bre. I can't tell you, funnies and uno. Yeah, the bear with the adjumem. And only a dear, we brought all kinds of, you know, precedents, you know, ungodly precedents, canal dogmatic precedents. We brought it into the house, into the church of God, into the pulpit of the Lord. And yet, he entertained us and tolerated us. I'm telling you, the time of cleanup has come. The Lord is healing the pulpit, purging the pew, and purging the parishioners and the church. God is, you know, yeah, he will sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the word. By the washing of the word. I'm telling you, Willie. You can't you know, every so from me, Obi unu fi aye ntene ho obi unye fi aye nware no ente se preko a wato do ntodie mu ye jare no na aye te se ye jare ye wie ya e pipa ye e de enuram esra ye hu wie ya na ye sanko akoto ye do ntodie mu na ye sanko to ye do ntodie mu. It reminds me of Titus chapter 3, Willie, verse number 3 to verse number 8. The conceptualization of the epistemology of the Apostle Paul have been outlined very clearly in God's word. Now, when I look at the things that are going on, it brings me that God has a message or a content that he would like his people to come to the cognizant revelation of this particular content. Titus chapter 3, verse number 3 to 8.
For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish.
Oh yeah.
Disobedient.
Oh yeah.
Deceived.
Yeah.
Serving diverse lusts and pleasures.
Yeah.
Living in malice and envy.
Come
hateful
on.
And hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of
after
God.
After that, the kindness and the love of Christ.
Our Savior toward man appeared.
Come on.
Not by works of righteousness.
Not by works of righteousness.
Which we have done.
Which we have done.
But according to his mercy.
But he according saved us. To the account of his mercies. Read.
He saved us. He by the washing of riches,
you are saved by mercy and grace. It is not of your own account. It is not of your own self. You are saved by the mercies of the Lord. King of the
by the washing of regeneration.
Oh no, so what the washing of the regeneration of the DMA.
And renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Aha. By the washing and regeneration and renewing. Oh, and someone walking out of honor. And we yao and yabra focus here unukau. And we ya papa. Sentence habits in me.
Not by works of righteousness.
Not by works of righteousness.
Which we have done.
Which we have done.
But according to his mercy.
But
he
according
saved us.
To the mercies of God.
He saved us.
He saved us.
By the washing of regeneration.
Your salvation is predicated on grace and mercy. The Bible said we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. Adam no nam gidiye so. Ede agye yan every new man and will be biara. Ede awa wan who will king am God.
By the washing of regeneration.
By the washing of regeneration.
And renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Renewing of the DMA.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit. By the washing. In Zuegadiye. Ebe mwa king king chi no. By the washing. Regeneration and renewing. I'm telling you, by the washing, regeneration and renewal. You know, I charge you by the message of God that you know you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind is the same Bible word. Repent. And consider me. Kurabe na wa yase da so. Eh hal. My yase. Me kasa ma chye gana fo. My yase. Eh yamo chye mo mkwa chye. My yase. Mi nimi ye fuwa ho. Kasa ma chye mo. Have you ever come? No. I would think I'm doing the crime in TV.
But you say, no question. Now you know, Meshes,
I can get Tito.
Adesre.
I can get Tito. It will mean Titus 3, verse 3. Kind of moment.
If you say Yanso, I can near Yanquasia.
I can near Yanquasia.
As what info? Nipa, what from form?
Nipa! And that's what from who? What from form? Sakaneno. Naya Yanquasia. As what dinner for a nipa a form for who can we else with you on my time? Oh, yes, yeah, dear. When he persists, no name Christa or Quasia. Tiniye or from ode suodini ni waya sobrachi na tsua sensene ti asemo ayekan ya ayeka asemo munso twefa baabi no nka ye ya kire ni sen nka sen nka abes me kana ya kire ni sei sen nka abes ye kana aka me no mi ko fidro na me okwasea ah osuodini ni di power from na me som de yi
som akono
me som akono
ene ni didi ahodo
ene ni jie dia ahodo he a very fast scripture we for kuji na internet so na be unu said ye Ghana mebuno ya yira fa do do onu eh ajira. I'm telling you I can no na ye som akono ene enigie de na ye som we worship akono, we worship all manner of lust, we worship tianye na akane no ye som akono ene enigie de
ahodo
enya baako tumutumu se eka ho obi fa ni nua tumu eka ho tieniye masturbation so obi twetwe ne ho eka ho so obi ne nsa hye ne ho eka ho ne esoma kono ahodo be kasem tieniye aka ne no ufa obi yiri obi kunu na na me dwene me ho me ntimnti ase wonsuro obi kunu wonsuro obi yiri ene de no na mope se wo ope obi ma na ye ho adwuma obi kunu sister me se wonche. Won't you? My cast a match. Sentin and Chania Uno Ebodaho. Gone too soon. What a shock. What a painful exit. It can never be a painful exit. Bonne! Nakatia, you Yanko Pan, Dom Achedia, Tienia Mikayan, Adom Achedia, or Dom Achedia, or Dom Achedia, or Domnia Wanya Wajuma, Naya Sidia, Yachedia, Edia Mau, when Yanko Pan Dom Achedia, and it damn qua, it turned out life. If there is anything that anybody that is listening to me right now should be able to crave for, is eternal life. A prolific relationship with Jesus Christ, your Savior, your God, and the lifter up of your head, your reigning Lord, your soon coming King. I'm talking to Ghana. I am so glad and excited. I'm telling you, through Christ Jesus, and run out of me catch over this year. Who are you, mobile? A one, me shall America, let me shake Italy. When I look at the death rate and the toll in the United States of America, I'm telling you, there is no reasonable human being who will not have empathy and sympathy. I'm telling you. This is the premise by which we are asking the goodness and the grace of God, that God, mercy. Mercy, I know what to do. We can Bible read it.
But I say, ne any di ahodo, ten the bonne ni timeu.
Na ya ten the bonne, any ni timeu.
Ah, wano hu ye ehi. Na what ten the wano hu ahono.
Wano say, asamu anano na waka wo Hebrews chapter 3 no. Eno anu abeyi no ha. Na ya hu ye she, ya wa she o. Umwa she ne winim. I'm telling you, and the grace of God is beckoning on you that come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with the load of care. Sadi and Anka, our plans are better to Wumpum. I come with them. Ube piano, you are lucky you're down soon. Boga, you are lucky you're down. It is a massing our quack, quenio. A quenio tea, and Kahaba Trahache. What time on the best one, that would take it in us on our co. Next time we're at the other piano, where Grandma can't why I can't want some watching our one tea, ya, and now with the other piano, and said, Yaba and Anka, girls in Anka will lie down. And then you are me a quarantine. Ya quarantine, boga. Ya quarantine. Ya quarantine. Ya quarantine. And say, Wununu, I will be anti Winya Casachina for Winya will be a man. I will be a cabab to cram empty.
Nay, I didn't quite coupon doyen in the door, ye in the wedding.
Ya jumpa, and ye young coupon, and doya in the wedding.
And fritin in Munuma,
if I don't tell ye, and fritin in Yuma. Ebu. And you'll be tinning it. Christo no angasatinine. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And ya yankasa ya mutibi. And ya wankasa bibi ya wayo. And ya ubi, yo papa yo bi. Me kase ma chiremo. As a funidi, still, ye, we are not getting the message. Ya nshishe ni mu, ni ye nyachom. Bi biya. Ya pasi ni pe munu se, ye nyuma biya ye ye. And ya no. Ado ye. Unyami ado ye wulikanye.
Nemo, ono animo bro hununti.
Ono animo bro hununti.
Ana ema anofa a wafu fro jare ne ho. Jerry, no one conquer for free, no GM.
Quinza Bacono, no cano in Sue Jabby, we also a friend at the end
of a wolf of fraud, Jerry.
I will for fraud, a Jabby, a messi, a ye abenada, a dabenada, Barbara, a pinsing pinsing, a honey, the bejina. I will for fraud, Jabby, Bacono, Sue Jabby, ye yen Jabia, ye yen Jabia, ye yas, ye sin, Wununina, ye Jarry, and it took. Will be the Christo moi. Or your body of fufro, and your mother dead chump, sha, and your man now, and done a fufro. Such a white jenny, such a white jenny. Mwa moshe, no mea dena, nanka muni anime. Me shiche muna. Now call one row against a wee guy, wouldn't him see any pass. Wouldn't he anime, and opay make a such a row, Sabra, eh? They say, Yashim and Tampin Munasa. Yashia, Hemasa, it is they say, than when he hate Jesus. A casachio, a jink quadia dumnibi. Hallelujah. Kick I wear you.
And on a nami and I didn't quite yes, Christo, so she a goo yen soupy. No, and I'm not dum so no so, on I'm not dum so a buyen bim. I'm my yenya down,
and I'm a domino a
buyen bim.
Ye bim, I'm yenya dee.
Down, quano,
and so, and when it does so,
and what defo.
Down, and when it does so, ya bayan what the defo, ya bendy a dear, ya bendy eternal life, and what dear. And having built up on that, it reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3. The Bible says, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I love that. From the simplicity that is in Christ. As a matter of fact, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. But I fear least by means that as the serpent or the snail, the snake beguiled Eve through the subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. It goes further to say, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, when I look clearly from the concept and the simplicity of this gospel, then it has been sectioned or structured or typified or solidified in the order that the gospel in these last days, we are going to see another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. Different from the one we are preaching this morning. Another Jesus. They are going to preach another Jesus. I'm telling you. Now, we are heading towards the gates or the confines of the rapture. Now, we are heading towards the mark of the beast. Now, we are heading towards Revelation chapter 12. The woman and the red dragon. Now, we are heading towards, oh, yes! If you look at where we are heading toward, the Bible said, and a dragon, there was a wonder in heaven. A dragon came from the sea, from Revelation chapter 1, verse number, Revelation chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible said, came out of the sea, and there was another wonder. Verse 3, that appeared in heaven. And when you build up,
and there appeared another wonder in heaven.
Read the
and
word.
Behold, a great red dragon.
Behold, a great red dragon.
Having seven heads and
having
ten horns.
Having seven horns and
ten horns.
Seven?
Seven heads and ten horns.
King Gabriel.
And seven crowns upon his heads.
Read the word.
And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as
he was born. Yes! The dragon was waiting for the woman to deliver so that it can devour the child. Can you? And there was another wonder in heaven also.
Yes, sir. Verse 5. And she brought forth a child and was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,203 score days.
Read the word.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon.
And I like, you know, when you were reading that was, and the Bible said as she escaped, the earth helped her. The earth! Helped her. And immediately after chapter 12, we are going to chapter 13. That is where we build on the concept of the image of the beast, the Antichrist, and then the false prophet, which is a system and not a person, you know, which is going to emanate or come. This the church must be knowledgeable about. A Christ who forcing the name Sani Emma Wina will be all proud. Very a Christ when you cry a morning soon. Even water baptism, a dipani bin nim, near one nimuane semi pe Italia ko Italy. Say, say, you come on with them. I'm glad you say, I didn't come here. You can't eat the crab, big journey. Because woman made the intuma, I'm a near free Italy. I will be cast a fan and toma command member. Tianye! This is where we are building and gravitating towards. And we are going to see all manner of things. We are going to see through the means of technology. We are going to see through the building up of a higher version of technology. You are a stranger and a pilgrim. We are what? Any man friend you come with assassin may have you need for power. It is a can you no match that what he has here. I said yeah. Will be any abre scientists are now researching and all stuff like that. And when they do all they can and they have failed and proven futile, then now they look up to heaven. We have been telling all you this while that you should have looked up unto him long ago. Long ago. I'm telling you, even as I finish on the concept this morning, I'm going to use the opportunity to tell everybody that is listening to me, this is the time to make it right with God through Christ Jesus in repentance. As I finish up, I am going to, use the opportunity to tell you, be careful of another Jesus and another spirit and another gospel. Be very careful, I'm telling you, because it builds, our hearts to diligence in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. Hebrews 6, 11. When the Bible was talking about, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence in the full assurance of hope unto the end. Yoko Drew! And yes, sir, Namitene, Namikwa, sorry, Namisum Yame, Namisum Yamifi, Nami a sofo, Nami Nimi a Bayam, a Patrick on Numuri, Nimi a Bayam, a Patrako Divias, Minimi a Bayobon, Samoa Feminum, Edemi Yeni Numa Bibreti, and ye, Yoko Drew, Wilkin Gahomi,
Nayayi and Yamu, Pese, Munina, Mahuma, who ye, Sam Modemoi. Editor, one of the so are a chinin.
I'm a turn a king can hear some kind of you.
Near ye and yam,
had the
Pamunina, Macumacu, Sam,
Pamunina, Macumacu, set.
Say modern boy editre.
Yeah, we say we be a timey some modern boy be editre.
And it does so a chinny animu.
Oh, yeah.
Cram with a co assay.
And it could see a seer. Sana no can work is a formula. It's a year in Siano. A break and I hear Ephesians chapter 6 from verse number 10. When Yankupa could be an inna, it's moon share. When Yamia could be a break, Ebrea bebre boni ya iwomi Ebrea ni yehia si yeshe winyami ya kudye nina Uli unge gai every ho. You know, let me read from English. The Bible says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but with principalities, powers, and against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand the wiles of, you know, the enemy. And having done all, to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth. Truth. Because when I look at even the pulpit, the lies, the exaggeration, the fabrication. Blatant deception and lies. As I bring my message to a close, we're going to do me event.
Now, the idea channel. Monsha Mohundi Rade, Nina Hondi to Mimu. Monsha Yanko Pankudina, no much me, Jano, when someday there, dear see. If you say, Yan, Mojano Honamania, no, we are in Penny to me, then we are see you soon to for near money. I wash your honum. Yanko Pankudi. Yan to Monsha Yanko Pankudina.
Went you se nyame akudie na
na mo tumi ene obone fo na de de
si read the word
pa jo se enti munyi na ho mo fa no kura mo masene
fa no kura bo wase akudie no wo kan wase na mo jiri so be kra tuo ni agyan o se fa no kura fa bo wase ne read
na mo nhye tene ne nkata bo
wa se tene ne nkata bo
na mo fa asumdwe asempa no
fa asumdwe asempa no ye de
ah oda so nhye hye mo nan
kan
ni nyina ye chire no mo kura gidie chem
ni na chire no Kurejidiye chemu akaime. First John chapter 5 verse number 4. Or say, he that is born of God overcomes the world. But you know, this is our victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Our faith. Will you can see?
But sure.
I'm reminding you, on Mount Zion shall be deliverance and shall be holiness. Before we possess our possessions, there shall be deliverance. Deliverance from insinfunu, deliverance from adrenufi, deliverance from a drama in some, akohisam, ayirifasam, enibribirye, edutu nitai, kunsum kunsum papemo, there shall be deliverance. And holiness, and then you soon mobo hono, and no ye sa deliverance, you know, aye cano. You are going to be delivered by the renewing of your heart and your mind. I'm telling you, there shall be deliverance and holiness before there can be possession.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.